Hello, and welcome to episode 112 of Bardic Quest. Negotiations between Thoric and Sildar Hallwinter broke down rather quickly and rather spectacularly, and so the fight between the party, Sildar and his bugbears, continues, while Sergei has just unleashed the force of oil and fire upon Sildar himself. But will that be enough to end the conflict, and will they be able to find out what allegiances Sildar has with the Black Spider? So without further ado, let's get into this week's episode of Bardic Quest. To the top of the round, so we're now at round two. Sergei, you now have a bugbear swinging his morning star at you. That's not a euphemism. What would you like to do?
Lovely. So I moved my flaming torch towards a Sildar, and then he fell down. So I assume if I can just drop it, it will possibly land. Sergei kind of goes you see like a light bulb moment, and he realizes the cool line he's going to go for, realizing that Thoric is a very good cook, and he's just going to go out of the frying pan and drop the torch.
Nice.
Very nice. All right, cool. So if the target takes any fire damage before the oil dries, the target takes 5 damage from the burning oil. If lit, the oil burns for 2 rounds and deals 5 fire damage to any creature. Oh no, that's different. So he's going to take 5 damage, certainly, immediately. On an auto hit, essentially, from the fire, as he erupts in flame at Saga's feet, and lets out a shrill shriek as he starts to try and roll around on the ground while still restrained by Saga's rope. And that's going to... I am going to have that continue to burn for another round, so he'll get 5 damage next round as well. Anything else you'd like to do, Sergei?
Seeing that the bugbear has jumped up towards me, Sergei is going to try something which will ultimately lead to either his death or the coolest thing he's ever done. And he will look over the ledge towards the rope and just go, "Bon voyage, Brunette." And he'll leap down off of the thing and try to grab the rope halfway down.
All right. As you leap, the bugbear takes his shot with his morning star towards your back.
Oh, boy.
For a 23 against your armor class.
Ah, yeah, that hits.
Yeah, yeah. That is going to be...
Bon voyage, Brunette.
10 points of piercing damage as he strikes you in the back. I now need you to make an acrobatics check, please, to see if you manage to essentially slide down this rope.
That'll be a 13.
A 13 will just about make it. As you manage to slide down, bracing your knees for impact as you just drop carefully to the ground. With Johan, as you look over, there's Johan on a ginger bugbear, just like going for it. What Sildar burning on the ground, with Saga dealing with one of the other bugbears too, and Thoric looking up above, just admiring his handiwork. Anything else you'd like to do? I suppose it's probably you out though, right?
I think that's me out, yeah. It's just okay. A normal Monday thing.
Saga, what would you like to do?
Right, so I have a Sildar at my feet and two engaged bugbears.
So the ginger bugbear with Johan on his back is not quite engaged with you. Not quite.
Mm-hmm.
There's about a 5-foot gap between you and him. But you are engaged with the other bugbear, which is Blondie.
Right. I'm going to describe what I want to do, whether that's possible or not. You decide.
Yep. Okay.
I want to stamp on him with one foot to keep him down and then swing my sword at Blondie, Brunette, whichever one. Obviously, it's not a full grapple.
Yeah, I don't know. I was going to say, I don't know if you're going to be able to keep him down. But for flavour, certainly, you can try and keep him down with your foot as you swing your sword towards Blondie, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Alrighty, roll to hit for me then, please.
Come on. There's only room for one Blondie in this group. Thank you very much. That is 23 to hit.
Which absolutely will hit as you swing your sword mightily. Roll for damage for me.
Six. I am going to use one of my maneuvers.
Okay.
Maneuvering attack to...
I believe that means that somebody can move half their speed.
Yeah, I'm just thinking who needs it the most? Extra speed.
I'm not on my feet at the moment, so.
Let's go to Sergei, if he wants to.
Although if Johan, it costs half your speed to stand up.
Yeah,
Johan will be able to stand up.
Yeah.
Johan is currently on the back of a bugbear.
Yeah, I've got steed.
Well, sorry, I thought you were on your back.
Okay. It's going to Sergei.
Not his back on this occasion.
For once.
It's going to Sergei. Okay. All right. So 6 plus 3, 9 plus that is 12 points of damage.
Very nice. Okay. Alrighty. That is enough to bloody him. So how are you going to bloody him?
It's a nice swipe across the chest.
Ooh.
It's here.
Ooh. As you rip this, like, slash across his chest, he lets out a scream of pain as he's kind of almost frothing at the mouth for a brief moment. Spittle going everywhere. You think you get a little bit on your cheek as he screams in your face. Anything else you'd like to do? Oh! Sergei can move though, right?
Yes, I'll move.
You move half his speed. If you wish to, you don't have to.
Yeah, I would like to move half my speed away from everything.
Alright. You can flee into the far south corner of this chasm if you like.
Sounds like a plan.
Are you feeling a bit fragile right now, Sergei?
Yeah.
Mm. Alrighty. Anything else from you, Saga?
That is it.
Alrighty.
I'm going to stand my ground.
Johan.
Mm-hmm.
You are on the back of this ginger bugbear. Blood squirting everywhere. What would you like to do?
I think... that's enough of being on this thing's back. I'm going to try and finish it off if I can. I'm going to try and, like, because evidently this cut isn't enough, so I'm just going to try and get some punch, just pull it out and try one more at the base of his neck. Mm-hmm. Try and, like, I have images of Legolas on the back of the Mumak in Return of the King. I'm just trying to, like, get it down, and then I can get over to Fake Sildar.
You are rolling normally, not with advantage, I'm afraid, on this occasion.
No, but I remember you saying that my comrade Saga is within 5 feet of me. Which would qualify me for sneak attack if this hit lands.
I mean, that wasn't quite what I meant, but sure. Let's go.
Okay.
If that's what I said, that's what I said.
Not that it matters, because I just rolled a 3.
With advantage? Oh no, because, sorry, the sneak attack.
That was a 2. Oh.
I'm afraid to say then, this bugbear is still frantically flailing about.
I've got a dagger.
Alright, go for your dagger strike.
That's a 14 plus 6, that's a dirty 20. And a 24.
Which will...
No. 22, excuse me.
Well, either way, it will hit on a measly bugbear. So please do roll for damage.
Right, so that's a d4 plus 3. That's a 3 plus 3 is 6. And because Saga is nearby, I still get sneak attack. So I said a 6, so that's 6 plus 6 is 12, plus 3 is 15, plus 4 is 19.
How are you finishing him?
Try to stab, ends up jerking me over to the side, so I go... So I end up just going, enough of this! And then I get my dagger and just grab his forehead with my free hand and just open his throat. And then let him just kind of collapse. And then just kind of deftly step off him like Jack Sparrow off that little boat in the first Pirates. And just kind of, and then shake off some of the blood. And then I catch a look of Sildar still burning, and I imagine a shot of Johan's eyes with the flames reflected in them, and something that sounds oddly like the Immigrant Song playing in his head. He just loved watching people burn.
Anything else?
No, I think that's my action and my bonus action, so call that a day.
It's now Sildar's go. Who, for the record, courtesy of Sergei's fire from the torch, is now actually bloodied. and he's going to take a further 5 damage from the flames as he rolls around to try and put them out. And as the flames dissipate, he does stand up in front of Saga. Excuse me. Still restrained. So he's going to use his action begrudgingly to try and break free of his lasso. So could I
get... Does he manage to put the flames out?
The flames dissipate after 2 rounds anyway.
Okay, cool.
So could I get a opposed strength check from you, please, Saga?
Strength check.
Yes, here, please.
I believe in you.
Come on. 13.
He tries to break free, but you once again yank it tight. And he just, getting more and more enraged at you, he just shouts at you, "Let me go, you fucking bitch!"
Oh, he's going to pay for that.
Ixnay on the itch.
Everyone, including birthday, just go.
All the boys are like,
yeah, the whole cave just goes, ooh.
Even the bugbears are, ooh. Dead one pops her head up and is like, ooh.
Thoric.
As he's restrained, did my little dwarven ears
Doth
mine ears deceive me that you said he has disadvantage on dex saves?
That is correct.
Well, well, well. In which case, I'd like him to make a DC 14 dex save as I sacred flame him.
Poor Sildar. Not having a good day.
It's not Sildar. If it turns out to be Sildar, we are the worst.
I'm sorry, he stepped to the dark side.
Sure.
This is karma.
So what was the DC?
14.
He rolled a 13.
Ooh, then my sweet imposter friend, that's 2d8 radiant damage coming at you. Ooh, an 8 and a 4, that's 12 radiant damage.
Oh my. Alright. Oh my. Okay.
Are we killing him, by the way?
As he erupts in this radiant flame, you hear him just getting more and more frustrated. As this bright light fills the cavern for a brief moment, he is now in critical condition.
I, seeing that, he kind of Thoric kind of remembers himself and just like, oh, just sort of shouts at large to the room. Do we want to ask this thing that lies to our faces questions?
No. Throws a rock. Sure.
I mean, someone's gonna have to restrain Saga at this point.
He's just like, fair enough, lay on.
Is that you done then, Thoric?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm having a lovely time.
All right, so we have the blonde bugbear that is engaged with Saga. Who is not going to beat around the proverbial bush and is simply going to strike at you with his Morning Star as you still keep a hold on Sildar.
Mm-hmm.
Oops, managed to hit my microphone whilst I was rolling dice there, sorry. That is going to be a 13 against your armor class.
Does not hit.
All right. And this blonde bugbear, who is just as frustrated at this point as Sildar, is just going to roar in your face. And he says, you heard him. Let him go. Then we have the brunette bugbear, who is now all alone on the top cliff. So he too, observing Sergei slide down the rope, is going to try precisely the same maneuver with an acrobatics check, which could go terribly, terribly wrong. Oh, no. But he too, with a bit more of a thud, because he's a bit heavier than Sergei, with a thud, lands on the ground as he slides down the rope. Now, you moved half your speed.
Yeah.
He's going to engage with you, Sergei. You're going to swing that Morning Star, are you? I'm rolling the same number a lot tonight. That's a 13 against your armor class.
That is a miss. My armor class is 14.
As his Morning Star just strikes at the stone wall behind you with a thud, and bits of kind of like broken off stone and gravel kind of drop on top of your head. You kind of brush it off for a moment. And that is going to be his go. So that actually brings us to the top of the round again. And Sergei, that means it's your go. How do you counter?
I'm gonna maybe try something quite stupid here.
That would be so out of character for you.
I'm gonna go, wait. Lend me your ears for just a second. Maybe you and I can find agreeable terms here.
He says, I ain't giving you my ears.
No, that's not what I... Look, do you have family? Maybe?
He says, yeah.
Lovely. What is name of wife or husband?
He says,
so
I don't have a wife and I don't have an husband.
What do you mean you have family then? This makes me...
I've got a brother.
I was stupid for even suggesting you would have wife or husband. That is obviously what family is. Now listen. Maybe...
This is only 6 seconds, by the way.
I know. I'm hoping to delay him. Maybe now would be a chance to roll for something before the conversation continues.
Well, what is it that you're trying to achieve at this point?
I'm just trying to stall him as long as possible. I suppose
deception,
I'm persuading
maybe?
Him. Yeah, or deception. Yeah, no, please, deception. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
if you're trying
yeah,
to trick him into it, then yeah, I would guess that's probably deception.
Lovely. Okay. When trying to pass yourself off as a different person. Okay, no. I said 16.
A 16?
Yes.
He goes, he starts getting really involved in this conversation, starting to get really confused. He says, what has me having a wife or an husband got to do with you having my ears?
Listen, pull up a seat. I will explain all.
Saga.
Give me my ears.
You okay. are engaged with Blondie right now, and Sildar is now stood up in front of you. Oh, no, do you know what? I've just realised... He can't stand up in front of you because he's restrained and his speed
exactly.
is zero.
He can't. He can't stand up.
So he's not stood up in front of you. He tried to stand up and it failed miserably. So yeah, he's still prone.
She's going to say, I'll show you a bitch. And then she's going to do that into his neck.
Roll to hit then please with advantage because he's prone.
Coldest line of the campaign. That's awesome.
That is 23 to hit.
Which is absolutely a hit. Roll for damage for me.
Seven plus 10 points of damage into his neck.
Would you like to describe how that blow finishes him?
Yes. I want blood splatter fucking everywhere. On her, on the bugbear, on my sword.
Up 20 feet.
Yeah.
Like it kind of gets you, Thoric, yeah, like a geyser.
Oh, it's very Quentin Tarantino.
Mm.
He had it coming.
And as you remove your blade, blood splattering everywhere, you watch as Sildar's skin darkens, his long hair shortens, his beard fades away, even his mouth itself fades away, as his appearance changes into that of a doppelganger.
How did they get out?
Unless
is it the same one?
There is still a couple of bugbears to deal yeah. with, however. Anything else you'd like to do, Saga?
Just hold up my sword again towards the bugbear in front of me, menacingly.
Do you want to give me an intimidation check?
Yeah.
This is one of the few rules that I am just completely like, about, which is like, if you have to do an ability check, that's an action. I'm like, half of it doesn't make sense for it to be an action.
13.
13. He looks at your blade, looks to dead, not Sildar, and just bares his teeth at you and growls. He does not appear intimidated by you, young lady. Johan.
Mm.
You're up. There is a dead Not-Sildar, a blonde bugbear that Saga is threatening, and a brunette bugbear that Sergei is having a chat with in the corner. What would you like to do?
I would attempt to stab the blonde bugbear in the armpit.
Very nice. Well, not very nice, but you know what I mean. Roll to hit for me then, please.
Nice in its not very niceness.
Indeed.
Right. That's 13 plus 6 is 19.
Which will hit. Roll for damage for me.
Lovely.
You do get sneak attack.
I do. Am I flanking? It's not engaged with Saga, is it?
It is engaged with Saga.
So, that's a 5 plus 3. That's 8 plus my sneak attack dice. 8.
How many d6 do you roll now?
I roll 3 d6, Isaac. Ooh. And I love saying it, so if you want to ask me again.
How many was it again?
Well, see, that's 1, which brings it up to 11. There's another, which brings it up to 15. And there's one more, which brings it up to 16.
How much was the final number, sorry?
It was the sweet 16, Wayne.
We're having a lovely time.
How would you like to finish him?
Oh, so I'm guessing in response to Saga's intimidation, he kind of raises his Morningstar and attempt to crack her over the head. Mm-hmm. But Johan is having none of that. And kind of takes Steven and goes right up his armpit, and you can see his sword point poking out his cheek.
Yeah.
Ooh. And then kind of rests it out again, and he just kind of flops like a puppet with his strings cut and just flumps on the ground and just kind of looks at her and goes.
She gives him a wink. Covered in blood.
We're both covered in blood.
I think it's our love language, just covered in blood.
Our love.
Thoric, what would you like to do?
Oh, so there's just this one bugbear left.
That Sergei's having a nice natter brilliant. With.
How far away from me is he?
Well, I mean, trying not to do too much in the way of Pythagoras' theorem, because I draw the line at bringing that into D&D. I would say he is about 25 feet away.
Lovely. Duff, is Caesar moved by Sergei's words? Is
what buff are you attempting to pitch to me here?
I'm just kind of reading the room. Like, does this thing seem hostile still?
Do you want to give me an insight check?
Sure. 5 with 11.
He seems like. You know when you use long words to the school bully and it just stupefies them?
Yes.
He doesn't necessarily seem any more hostile, any less hostile, sorry, but he just seems to be befuddled by the entire situation.
I sacred flame him. he just kind of feels bad because it's kind of to his back. He's just... Ugh.
So he needs to make a dex save, is that right?
Dex 14, please.
A dex 14. All right. Let's see. Oh, well, that's going to be a 16. As your flame flies across the chasm. And because it shines so bright, it catches the corner of his eye as he looks just in time to duck. As this radiant flame strikes the wall to his right. And Sergei, this is a fantastic light show that you witness right in front of your very eyes as it smashes up against the wall to your left. And this,
sorry, Sergei, are you okay?
this bugbear just goes, "Oi!"
Sorry.
Anything else you'd like to do, Thoric?
Had enough? Do you surrender?
Do you want to give me a intimidation check with disadvantage because you missed?
It's a shame it was with disadvantage because one of those was a nat 20. 11 minus 1, 10.
You'll be very disappointed to know that he, on his insight / wisdom save thing, rolled a natural 11. And he goes, "No, piss off!" And he turns towards you, Sergei, realizing he'd been duped, and gets ready to swing his Morning Star verily in your direction. Anything else you'd like to do, Thoric?
Can I hammer a piston into the rope to secure it?
One moment, I'm having a slight sound issue. Hang on. Could you talk for me, Isaac?
Hello, here I am.
Oh,
it's me.
Hang on. I think we're there. Go again for me, Isaac.
Hello, tis I.
Yes, me. Wonderful. Okay, sound has fixed itself. Sorry, so I missed everything you said after I asked you what you'd like to do next.
Would it be a stretch to ask to hammer my rope into the floor with a piston?
To hammer your rope into the floor? I think that's... I think we're probably pushing the envelope a little bit, but I'll allow it.
It's kind of talking. He's like, "You leave him alone."
It's an arts and crafts.
No. That's me, thank you.
I'll be down there in just a jiffy.
You wait right there.
All right. Now it is this bugbear's go. And he is now very upset with you, Sergei, after being duped into possibly lending you his ears, swings his Morning Star at you for an 18 against your armor class.
That will hit.
For a total of 18 points of piercing damage.
I am down.
My boy! My boy!
As he just wins you, your armor buckling underneath the spikes from his Morning Star as you drop to the ground, falling unconscious as you do so. I just wanted to take a quick moment to say a huge, massive thank you to all of our patrons who have brought this show to you today. So a massive thank you from us to you, to Nigel Raggett, Rebecca Hill, James Hamilton, J.R. Belliston, Jason Bradwell, Jason Udall, Chrissy Kirby, Robert Treadwell, and Gary Lloyd. Again, a huge thank you from us for all of your support and making everything that we're doing with this show possible.